Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
By the Gab Radio Network.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back to 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Dr. David Gage, author of Partnership Charter, founder of BMC Associates, creator of the Partnership Charter, right?
Yes.
That's the system you've worked out, right?
Yes, really to help startups, because nobody's trained in how to be partners, so they don't really know all the questions that they should be asking each other and the agreements that they should be coming to. It's much more than a legal document.
And you're talking about a prophylactic, preemptive system that if you do it right, could minimize, if not eliminate the need for mediation down the road.
Exactly, because partners get going without really having all the conversations that they need to and all the sensitive discussions. And, for example, there are four architects in a city on the East Coast, and they'd been working together for 10 years, and they were doing great. The business was going wonderfully, but they realized, you know, some things weren't working perfectly, and they had never really talked about them. So they did a partnership charter, which is really just that conflict prevention process, and worked through all of the issues. We say there are about 13 issues that partners should really work through. Mm-hmm. And they worked through them after 10 years of being in business together, and they're on much more solid footing now than they were before. They know how they're going to transition into the next generation in the business. So, yeah, the partnership charter is that conflict prevention side of mediation, and with conflict resolution over on the other side.
Right. And so, folks, you know, this is so important. And one of the things you've talked to us about over the years, David, is if you'll start your program out first, and there could be some structural issues. Like a 50-50 ownership can be a problem.
Right. That's what we call a structural issue. There are things about money that get set up.
Yeah.
We're making decisions. Those are kind of structural issues. And if they're not set up properly, they can really be in the way of two people or three people who otherwise would be great together.
Well, and I've been around the block a few times too, David. I'm not the long-term pro in this you are, but I've done my share of mediation when I had my consulting company, and I see, you know what? If I had been watching these guys put this together 20 years ago, I would have told them not to do it because their values were misaligned.
Right.
I mean, there's some red flags that are just shaking in front of you that if you know, it's almost like some people when they're forming a business with a partner, it's like they fall in love or something, right? I mean, they're so starry-eyed about everything, they don't realize, look, this is a train wreck waiting to happen.
Well, right, and it's so easy to become partners. I mean, you don't have to do really almost anything. You don't have to sign any documents.
That's right.
To become business partners. You just do. You start acting like it, and you are business partners.
I've had partners.
But we help them. You know, we give them personality style tests and personal values tests and conflict styles tests. Those three really can create some very good conversations among partners that help them figure out if they should work together or if they already are, how to work together a little smarter.
Well, you know, exactly. You mentioned some of the words you use there. Is this person have the work ethic that the other person does? Well, how do they feel about quality? How do they feel about customers? How do they feel about treating other people? Mm-hmm. You know, are they transactional or are they relational? You know, those are important questions to ask, aren't they?
Very important to get on the same page with your partners about those issues.
Now, I have known some partners who were completely different, but they figured out where to each one of their jobs, what each one of their personalities, their proclivities served the company best, and they'd go, and that's where they'd hang out. And they didn't wander over into the other guy's area. And the thing worked.
Yeah, those differences can be powerful.
Yeah.
In business.
Well, it made, in some cases, if you realize both of those, you know, that you needed both of those personalities, it can make the thing stronger. So, David, this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for helping us understand the concepts of mediation, folks, in the middle of litigation or arbitration, and how it can, all the different facets of it. I need a website again, please, David.
It's B as in boy, M Mary, C Charlie, BMCAssociates.com.
And then find more about the partnership charter there?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Dr. David Gage. David, thanks. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks.
Dr. David Gage, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when David joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.